Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm here to focus on food, farm, and family, which is a part, it's sort of, we've borrowed that from the Good Day program that's heard around the country every weekday. It's a Monday through Friday show. But because of my passion for farm, food, family, being a farmer myself, it seemed necessary for me 4 or 5 years ago to do a program just devoted to food and farm and family. And so we connect in this program all of the things, beginning with the news of the week, some of the things that I've gleaned out of various articles and conversations I've had. First of all, the reports this week are pretty consistent when it comes to the overview of farming, farmers, and the farm bill. Large-scale farmers, family farmers, let me put it to you this way, because I have a hard time sometimes delineating who is in my focus. But as far as the family farm is concerned, that's really why this program is here. The big farmers, the mega businesses, the factory farms, a lot of those people are more optimistic than they were last month that Congress would pass a farm bill that's good for them. But that doesn't mean that it's good for the average farmer. One of the things that's under consideration is overturning California's Proposition 12, the animal welfare law. And so under the circumstances, as you might imagine, very interesting, the Chinese communist government that basically controls the pork industry in our country is seeking to override Prop 12. They lost a Supreme Court challenge to this bill that was passed, I think, last May. So the people who grow for the Chinese government are saying one thing. I thought it was interesting. Some of the Purdue farmers surveyed for an overview of this. The barometer suggests that it's unlikely that Congress will overturn Prop 12 in the new farm bill. I think that's probably true. I don't think that that is going to happen. But what I find more important here, the focus on Prop 12 and the fact that the farmer doesn't look good opposing this without having an alternative to it. What's the alternative to the way you care for the animals that you're raising, whether it be for slaughter or for milk or for whatever the reason? It's been pretty obvious to me over the years, and probably to many, if not most of you, that the way animals were taken care of when they were first born, if they're being raised for slaughter, was pretty heinous. And the pigs, especially with calves, have been a focus of this. I know how I raise my calves on the farm, and it's not anything like what's done on some of the big factory farms. Having said that, I'm more concerned, more focused on the Chinese aspect of this, because the pork industry is making the most noise. Not that others aren't, because they are, but this, I'm looking at a telephone survey that was conducted a couple of weeks ago, at the same time that lawmakers from many of the farm states unveiled legislation to prohibit states from regulating agricultural production. But what are you going to do to answer the call to defend yourself against the way the animals have been raised and what brought the law about to begin with? That's the thing. It ought not to be a constitutional question. It ought not to be interstate commerce. It ought to be, how do you care for egg-laying hens and for veal calves and for breeding sows in terms of what kind of floor space they need to do what's right by them and for the people who are going to use the product. I'm not interested in California standards. I think it's up to the farmers, the trade groups, the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, to suggest to the members, this is the best way to take care of this so that the Farm Bill or anybody else doesn't feel like it has to. I mean, we all know there are people that go over the top when it comes to this sort of thing because they don't know anything about raising animals. They're, you know, they have good intentions, but they are clueless for the most part. I found that to be we have people come visit me on my farm. They are clueless about animals, how they are raised. And so that's part of the education that needs to be taken care of. And if you're, I think, I'm saying this is an opinion rather than the whole story. I think that we're better off if we take care of problem ourselves and not have to have people like the legislature in California try to do something to short-circuit what's going on. All right? We'll talk about a Supreme Court ruling, another one, coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to invite you to be one of the first 10 callers to win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684, to spend 2 free nights in a great hotel in Las Vegas. This is so easy. It's a no-brainer. So why not do it? Everybody listening right now, help yourself to 800-419-DOUG. You don't have to do anything. You just are going to enjoy. I've teamed up with 541 Travels. Everybody has a chance at this. 2 free nights in Vegas. So if you're thinking it's awfully hot, I'd like a vacation next to the pool. All right, visualize yourself next to the pool and then call 800-419-DOUG for 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Can't get it anywhere but here. It's a great deal. Think about it.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here overviewing some of the news. There's some good news for farmer markets. Farmers, the people call it farmer's market. I say farmer markets because it's a singular farmer bringing his or her produce to the markets. Since the pandemic, a really very interesting overview of customer satisfaction, customer choice, customer celebration. And because this is Farmer Market Week,
as you're listening to this program in the middle of July, also Farmer Market Month. This is when the farmers market are really ramped up around the country. There are 8,600 markets currently registered with the farmers market directory that the USDA has out. And so what are we all getting out of this? We've all realized, because of the pandemic, that the food is better the closer we get it to home. Local farms, local governments, all encouraging what's going on. Many of these things happen. We have one here in Framingham, my hometown, on Thursday. I have one on my farm every Sunday, and brings shoppers out to see what we have. A lot of produce this past weekend. We had radishes, we had lettuce, we had spinach, we had beets, we had corn, the first corn of the season, that kind of stuff really brings people out. And the corn was picked on Sunday morning, and the farmers market is on Sunday. That's pretty, you know, that's what people want. Stuff that's coming directly from the farm, so you're not going to see the same type of supply chain issues that the grocery stores have if you're going to your local farm in season. And by the way, in the last couple of years, most of the farmers markets have seen 25 to 30% increases in the number of vendors that are there. I know we have a very healthy farmers market here in my hometown, and I think that we need to thank. If you're looking for information, you can go to the Farmers Market Coalition and get info on where there is one near you or where you can purchase. This is for farmers, so find one near you and sell your stuff at that farm market. The other thing that I am concerned about this week are these invisible specks of eroded plastic from toothbrushes, from wrapping, from stocking fillers, the things that end up in your laundry bin, but then they get into the water, and you can't really see them, you can't really taste them. These microplastic particles are in toothpaste as well. They get into the fish, they get into the feed that cows eat. They're everywhere. And so the people that have been studying this the most, a couple of environmental toxicologists who are concerned about what humans are doing to themselves without even knowing it. You don't know you're brushing your teeth with microplastics. You don't know you're eating fish that have microplastics in the flesh. And because the food and drink in our country and around the world is sealed in plastic, people say, oh, that's great. It's clean. It's pure. Well, that may well be. But then down the road, as people are using these microplastics, they grind up the bottles and they use them as, you know, the toothpaste stuff. It's supposed to help clean your teeth to get to the plaque. That kind of stuff, but you swallow it when you swallow some of the toothpaste juice. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of these things all over the place. The trash is full of these plastic particles. Most people, again, don't even know it. If you're the hot food that comes into contact with plastic, that can affect it. The sun comes into contact with a plastic bottle, that can affect it. Tupperware that you use to heat products in, boil a bag of rice, all of that stuff is in plastic, and it becomes part of what you eat. So, at any rate, what is this? A word to the wise is sufficient. This is not something from the farm. This is something for people who are concerned about what their family is eating. That's why I pass it along. And there's detail on that at foodfarmfamily.com, which is another one of our websites, in addition to the American Family Farmer Show.com, where you can hear the podcasts of these programs and a repeat of the shows that are heard new every weekend, is also the Food Farm Family website. And I do these things because I think it's necessary to keep people informed, right? There may be various apps that you can use to get the information as well. But going sort of straight to this website will help you, I think, a great deal. I encourage you to visit foodfarmfamily.com. All right, we continue here. Focus on the future next here on our Food Farm Family Show, known as the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's time for us to take the world view on berry growing. Michael Brown is going to help us start a berry farm, a suburban dairy farm. His farm, you can check out online, pitsponefarm.com, P-I-T-S-P-O-N-E. Nice to have you here. How'd you get into this business? What's your background? What's your story?
I'm actually worked for about a year as a school librarian, and I've always been interested in gardening in general, and needed something to do during the summer and during vacations, and I kind of fell into backyard gardening, and it gave me some extra income and some, like you said before, some exercise and some being outside, and it was a good move for me.
Now I'm guessing you sound like you're in your 40s. Am I right? That
close. I'm 62.
Well, you sound young. We're all young at heart, and we want to sound young. People say, they listen to me on the radio, you don't sound your age. What does that mean?
It's all that exercise.
That's it. Exactly. It's very good for you. So the idea of starting this in your backyard, how much land did you have, and what kind of berries did you start with?
I have about a third of an acre that I grow on. I actually started with more conventional crops, tomatoes, basil, squash blossoms, but I eventually transitioned into berries. There seemed to be a much better market and less competition for berries. So that's what I've been
doing. Well, that's because they're harder to grow, aren't they? It's a lot of work.
I don't think so.
Really?
There's a lot less information about the berries that I grow. I grow what I call less common berries, but there's a great market for it, and so I've been doing that since then.
All right, so when you say less common berries, what does that mean? What's in that category?
Gooseberries, jostaberries, hascaps, elderberries, all kinds of... I do some strawberries and some raspberries, but I don't do,
conventional stuff. Yeah, got it right. But let me just go to that one question, Michael, that I was asking about farmers being told to tighten the belt. What sort of other... You're in a sort of suburban situation, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm in central New Jersey, close to a lot of affluent suburbs, about an hour from New York and from Philadelphia. So the big advantage for a suburban farmer in my situation is that I have a great proximity to a lot of markets, and I can sell you know, at a good price and keep most of the money that I charge.
All right. So how much land? Let's get a description, a physical description of the area that you're farming. How much land actually are you using for the
agricultural areas? Okay, well, my growing area is 1/3 of an acre, which is about the size of my backyard. And that's completely filled with various berry plants. I work alone, and I kind of have a rolling harvest, so things become berries ripen consistently over the season, so I'm never just picking, you know, all day. And I sell to breweries, to restaurants, to individuals, to herbalists.
How did you find your market? Do you create your own market? Do you go to them and say, here, this is what I got for sale, you're interested?
A lot of asking around, a lot of calling people, a lot of emailing. I found that because very few people grow what I'm growing, that there's a lot of interest, and it's really not, you know, depending on the dairy, of course, it's not very hard to find markets, and in fact, my biggest problem is I don't have enough production.
Right. So, would you buy more land and grow your ability to produce?
I am growing on one other kind of off-site right now. I'm not sure at this point in my life that I want to, you know, buy a whole new farmstead.
Yeah.
But in my next life, I will probably do that.
There you go, Michael Brown with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. There's no end in sight for a heat wave that continues to bake parts of the country, especially Phoenix and Las Vegas. Tim Berg reports from Phoenix, where it'll be 117 degrees today.
The heat dome is continuing to intensify this weekend as more than 90 million people are under heat alerts as the dome expands to places like California, which is now experiencing its first extreme heat wave of the year. The National Weather Service saying 100 heat records could fall today.
Las Vegas could reach 116, and residents are being told to stay indoors during the heat of the day. The Biden administration is forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers through changes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they've made payments for at least 20 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Want to get the absolute most out of your workouts? Transparent Labs offer the finest pre-workout formulas to help you bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. Transparent Labs is the industry-leading all-natural sports nutrition brand. The 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate is the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great, mixes well, and it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free U.S. cattle. All of Transparent Labs supplements are formulated using the most up-to-date scientific research in clinically effective dosages. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TransparentLabs.com with code RADIO at checkout. Use a clean supplement to help maximize your results with 100% natural ingredients and zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors. Third-party lab tested for purity and potency. Get 20% off your first order today from TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. Enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
So we're talking about building a berry farm, having a berry farm, doing berries. Michael Brown is here from Pittspone Farm. So, here's what I was thinking, Michael. When I first saw the information about you, I thought to myself, okay, this is good individually for a man or a woman to be able to start something. But also, for farmers that have little extra land that they aren't using, what a great way to take a resource that they have and build on it. And one of the things that I wondered about was nutrition. Many of us have animals, and their excrement is good for the soil. Whether it's cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, pig manure, those things are great for the soil. So what about the idea of taking, let's say, a dairy guy, or maybe even somebody who specializes in regular produce, sets aside an acre of land and goes to your website, PittsponeFarm.com, P-I-T-S-P-O-N-E, get some ideas on what to plant for spring. How long does it take for, I'm sure you get a lot of these questions about what to plant, how to plant, and that sort of thing, but could they start with something and in a year get a crop? How long does it take to get something going?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. There's a lot of crops. Well, there's... Of the crops that I grow, I think the best crop for a farmer that has extra land is elderberry. Depending on the size of the plants that you can get a crop the year after you plant.
Yeah.
There's a great market for the flowers. There's a great market for the berries. The maintenance is not a lot. You just really plant them and you keep them weed free. You do a little pruning. There's some harvest time involved, but not a lot of maintenance. And like I said, there's a great market and there's a good price.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't take a whole lot. Is there a lot of maintenance to these things? You say in a year you can get
a crop. How long do these plants, any of them, last? Usually, are they a lifetime? I know blueberry plants often last for a long, long time.
These are perennials. I'm not sure exactly how long they, you know, what their total lifespan is, but certainly for 8 or 10 years or more, they're very valuable and producing.
Mm-hmm. Are people coming to you with this in mind? Are they say, oh, we got an acre or so, or maybe the fact that you're here now, maybe this will give you added impetus, at least exposure in certain parts of the farming community, because they are, everybody's looking for another way. And it seemed that berries would be kind of fun. I don't know why I thought that, but I look at this and it looks to me like it might be fun.
Well, they're not fun. I do have farmers that have purchased plants from me that want to kind of augment their produce mix. Some people just like the idea of perennial crops. There's just less work involved.
Yeah.
And they just want to be able to have a whole mix of things that they're producing. There's a lot of potential for value added stuff that you can do from berries. For instance, from elderberry, there's a lot of demand for elderberry syrup, which has a lot of medicinal value.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
And it's really expensive in the drugstores or the supermarkets. I get a lot of herbalists that are asking for berries, and I'll sell them berries for a certain price. They'll turn around and make syrup, and then triple or quadruple their price. There's jams that people make. Once again, there's the breweries that are really interested in berries, wineries if you have a lot of volume. So
just flavor their products, the flavoring of the products. And so I like the idea. I love blueberries in various sizes, shapes, in food. It's kind of fun. I think that there's no limit. If you have an imagination, there's no limit to what you can do. And that's the thing, to tap into the market, what people want here. Strawberries. I know my local friend here depends on the strawberry crop, even for his small farm, $30,000, $40,000 a year just in strawberry sales. And he's got raspberries and got blueberries. Now, you didn't talk about raspberries or blackberries or things like that that are being grown commercially. You look at these huge growers that are doing a lot of hydroponics and aquaponics when it comes to standard berries. Driscoll's, I guess, is the name that comes to mind. You're not doing any of that sort of thing, right?
No, I don't do blueberries. There's just thousands of acres of blueberries being grown down in South Jersey. A lot of strawberries grown, a lot of raspberries. So my niche is hard to find stuff. You know, I can't compete on a third of an acre with a mechanized farmer who has migrant labor and I just can't do it. So I need to be able to get a good price for my berries. And I can do that because very few people are growing them, and there's just, there's a great demand. I mean, for instance, I live in an area with a lot of different ethnic groups. Yeah. So people from Europe or from Eastern Europe or from Russia, they grew up on a lot of these berries, and they, if they hear that there's gooseberries or red currants or something like that, they'll travel a long way just to get them. Chefs at high-end restaurants, they love playing with new berries.
Well, there's the locavore movement. I use that term frequently, but the health-conscious people who are supporting the family farms anyway are looking for things like this. So they are buying grass-fed beef, and they're getting grass-fed eggs from grass-fed chickens. And they're looking at, all of the other things. They want something healthy for dessert or to make wine or whatever it is. This idea you have complements other things that would be going on with produce farmers with cattle farmers. This is this is the meal. The end of the meal is what you're focusing on, in a sense here, or what you drink in the meal.
Yeah, and these berries, many of these berries are, especially something called aronia and elderberry, are just way up on the charts of antioxidants and kinds of other other good stuff. So you can make smoothies out of them, if nothing else. You can put them in pies. You can put them in all kinds of things. It's a great medicinal component also.
It's kind of like, I was thinking, my mind as it goes, edible landscaping. You could have these berry bushes all around your place. If you're living in suburbia, have all these plants. You got to make sure the birds don't get them. Walk around outside. And how much of a problem? Let's just spend a second on that. How do you keep the birds from eating everything?
Birds can be a major problem. For instance, with elderberry, if you have a site that is attractive to birds, you can lose a substantial proportion of your berries. The good thing is that if you have birds, you can also kind of migrate to using the flowers as a crop. So there's a market for the flowers for herbal tea, for example. So you can harvest all the berries, and then you can harvest all the flowers, and then there's no berries, and then the birds don't get anything. If you're harvesting flowers from European elderberries, which is a little bit different type of elderberry, there's a fantastic market for liqueurs and drinks and at high end bars and that kind of stuff. The birds can be a problem, or there's some crops, for instance, aronia, which is a very attractive landscape plant, is not really bothered by birds.
You're weighing all those things when you decide what to grow. Michael Brown is here in the American Family Farmer with an idea on how to enhance your family farm by growing berries. The secret to food sovereignty, to food independence, is the American Family Farm. And this is a great way to enhance. If you got some extra land, it doesn't take a lot, it would seem. Michael Brown here. Go to his website, pittsponefarm.com. See what kind of berries might be usable. You can get them from him. This is something, though, that requires, there's nothing to be masked here, Michael. This is time consuming. You've made this a full-time job, right?
Well, yeah, but don't forget that I've been doing this for about 10 years while I had a full-time job. Now, granted, I worked at a school, so I had my summers off, and I didn't have a corporate job. But this is something that is very easy for someone that has perhaps a part-time job or a less time-demanding job, or is a retired person, or just starting out. So this is something that you can do, it doesn't take 8 hours a week.
It takes focus, though. It's a plan. Yeah, it does take focus. You want to do it right and be serious about it.
You have to do your research. You have to research your markets. You have to research the plants. But it's something that's very doable, and you can start on a very small scale. You can start on a tenth of an acre with some berries and still easily sell them and make some income.
Pittsponefarm Farm, that's Michael Berry's route to success. Good to have you here. Thanks very much on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, people just rave about it. They really do, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
So we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Dougie and free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitrin.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a warning. For those of you who have cattle, whether it be dairy cows or beef cattle, the United States government is at it again. The USDA is trying to force upon you and me radio frequency identification, otherwise known as RFID. Some people confuse it with RFD, Rural Free Delivery. It has nothing to do with that. It's radio frequency identification, which would be the most expensive and potentially most intrusive form of animal identification in the world. This goes back to 2017, when the USDA implemented a strategy to try to get this process mandated, that is to make whether it's cows for dairy or whether it's a beef, to get these ear tags. If you're shipping cattle across state lines, especially, that's why they wanted to do this. Depending on what you do, we have what's called the Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange here in my neck of the woods, where cows come from all over New England, and goats and all kinds of other livestock, chickens, to be sold on the open market. Most of them are going to slaughter, but some are not. And even if it doesn't make any difference, really, I mean, I understand why it's probably good to know, not probably, it is good to know where the beef comes from. I mean, give me a break. But does it require us to spend a lot of money to put these electronic tags in the ears of the animals? This has been going, again, they started in 2017. At the time, the mandate was to have RFID by 2023. That's the USDA. But they haven't made a lot of progress. They are frustrated. So now they have said that the mandate will be next year. Well, there's no referendum. There's no rulemaking. There's no change to existing law.
just a bunch of bullies pushing around something. This is tyranny. There's no other word for it. I'm so tired, and so are you, most of you, of the government pushing you around, using its power, and telling you to do whatever it says. No! This is government overreach. What can we do besides complain? There is a lawsuit that has charged the Secretary of Agriculture and the USDA with breaking the law. And so this, the USDA now has withdrawn its mandate because they can't beat this in court, and they know it. So the purpose behind the filing of the lawsuit other various things that have been aimed at RFID, I think to myself, okay, the USDA has run away for now, but they'll come up with something else because they're spending your money and my money, our tax money, to get us. That's basically what it is. Now, on the other hand, I want to know where the meat comes from. I don't eat meat, but I'm just, for the purposes of the argument, I want to know, the old where's the beef? Where'd it come from? Much of the stuff that's sold in this country is raised elsewhere. Brazil, Chile, Argentina, a lot of the beef that we have, we don't know where it comes from. But this bill wouldn't affect the requirement to have the cattle in this country RFID'd. Doesn't help a thing. Very expensive because you have to pay for the electrical what's-this that it's a frequency thing. It's a chip. You got to use satellite, all kinds of other things. I am fully aware that there is a need for us to, if for no other reason, for us to brag about how good the stuff is that we grow here versus what comes from other countries. There are a very complicated, complex issue. It seems simple, but it's not. And the USDA and the government are not our friends here. They never have been, and they never will be. The government never quits when it has a single-minded focus on something that infringes on your liberty, your right to do things. And we know most of you are doing things the right way anyway. So why do we need more government? We've got to stop this at some point. Stop the government from over-exercising its right to spend our money. All right, so let's keep the heat on so RFID never becomes a policy or a reality. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.